Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Reish Tzadei Zayin, on the bottom of Ein Beis Amud Aleph, the halachas of Besamim for Havdalah. Sif Gimel. Says Mechab, Sakim Malayim Besamim. Sacks full of fragrant spices, as he continued to Amud Beis, page 144. Shemesimu in Yehudim, that the non Jews placed Toich Kankana Hayayin, inside the jugs of wine. Ava Bisham with the Lurichbem, although you're permitted to smell them, Eim Avdil Malayim, you cannot make Havdalah on them. Says Mishbur Sifkat and Vav. These sacks full of besamim that the non-Jews put into the jugs of wine. So we said, even though sivkat and vav, it's permitted lahariach behem to smell them. Meaning, she'in the yain nois mem ta. The wine doesn't give in those besamim taste. Ki'in derech shiricha besamim yain. It's not the norm to smell the besamim from the wine. El other rabbi to the contrary, him nois mem ta by yain. The besamim give a taste in the wine. So you don't have a problem about yain nesach about isra hanah. In the besamim, well, in more of a she'im achavna melech lelech yain. The one who is smelling is not intending to get the aroma of the wine, and lelech atavn only get the smell of the spice. So, albeit that you're permitted to smell these besamim, but sifkan zayin im avdim alim reseb, but you not make havdol on them. Why? Because the most holy gevurah is considered repugnant to Hashem to use as to make a bracha. I mean, to make as a dvar mitzvah, because it's these. From the non-Jews, from their wine. Because of a Taz Khan, the Taz writes over here, Le'ilbis Mishri Zayin, De'im Avrach Ma'rech Shbekli. Cannot make a bracha on a smell in the vessel. She'nivla bo'y al-diha b'sam, that it got absorbed in the vessel from the fragrant spices of Shoyi b'mikrim that was dipped from beforehand. So you have this a lot, like anything that had something inside and that was emptied out, the container still has a good smell, that you cannot make a bracha on. It doesn't have mamish, doesn't have substance. Now, but if you see on the bottom of the vessel, yes, avuk, there's some dust from the remnants of the besamim. Commercial gil, like the norm is, but in the boxes that they put the besamim inside of, and then with the bracha, you're allowed to make a bracha because even though it was emptied out, there's still a little bit of the cloves there on the bottom, and you can make the bracha. Sivdal, no gula bracha lahadas. The custom is to make a bracha of besam on a myrtle, on the hadasim. Kalech the epsha, wherever it's possible, says the Ramah Hago. Yes, some say the inla bracha al hadas hayavish, not to make a bracha on the dried out hadasim, which that's what you usually have if you're using your hadasim from Sukkot time. Then the mariach, because it doesn't smell, bracha al shabbosam only on other fragrant spices. That's the Torah name of Rabbeinu Reb Ephraim and Reb Avraham of Prague. Says Ramah further, b'chein nogu b'mnei Zelu. That's the custom in these countries. Menir Li says Ramah, it appears to me the yesh l'aneich gam hadas imba habasam. So what you should do is, like many people have, put the hadasim in the besamim with the cloves. Then you're doing according to everybody. It says Mishpura Sivkot Ches that the Mechaber said the custom is to make the bracha al hadas pidish the shalulav hadasim of the lulav. That kiven is avid b'chad the mitzvah. Since this is a well-known Talmudic dictum, once one mitzvah was done with it, they used it for the dal minim. Level of mitzvah chrita. Now after sukkah, put it and use it for besam. Use another mitzvah of dal with it. Now b'dafik b'shayi ma'isachana. That's specifically all other days of the year. B'leib b'sukkah is not in sukkah. Because on sukkah, the hooksel mitzvah, it's actually forbidden to use it for something else. Because it's set aside for the mitzvah of Dalad Minim. Now, Umasha Kasab, this study writes, Kol Heichad Efshar. Mechaber said, the custom is to make a bracha on Dazim wherever it's possible. Hainu means Kol Heichad Sheesh Ba'od Riach Tas, that it has at least a little bit of a smell. It means, like, Tchil HaDachar, then the mitzvah initially is to try to go after it. Bechain Kasab Azayah, that says written in the Zayar Kaddish, Semech Ledaba, and an allusion for this is with Tachas Hasirpad, Yala Hadis. This is a well known pasuk because it's used in Masechtas Megillah to refer to Vashti and Esther. It's Masechtas Hasirpad in place of the bad tree, which was Vashti. Yal Hadas, the Hadas comes in. And now, Usmich Lein, near that pasuk, it says Shemesh Shabbos Mechal LeBegoyim. So you see, the idea of Shabbos is near the idea of Adasim. Now, by Yeshem Israel, the Yeshem, however, they hold. The Kibbutz of Shabbos, once it's dried up, the primary smell is gone. Ein LeBaruch Alav, one should not make a bracha on it. So that's the two different opinions. Sivkot and Tes. So, the Ramos said the best way is do the hadasim im habesamim, and then there'll be yitz above. Now the main law, if he doesn't have yochel baruch gamal asavim shesh lamar yechad toib, you can make a bracha also on herbs that also have a good smell. Can always have cotton olive, have cotton yud. But if you do both of them together, the other yisim kikulama, then you're doing like everybody. Now I'm betasha kaz look at taz that he writes amadi yisim betur b'shem rabbi Ephraim shaylis chuches miyichedes that he had a special glass. That were different types of fragrant spices. He would make a bracha on them for besam and for Abdullah, because the Abdullah, although the halachically one could be inclined, that you can make bread mitzvah. Gemal b'sam shayim nochem b'bayis l'tzarechat avshal. You go to the spice cabinet and you pull out some fragrance, some cloves, some fragrant spices that was there for purpose of cooking. But kimish shenoyt not to be yodel rechben. But since you're taking it now to smell with them, so that's okay. That's how he writes in the Sefer Tosafot Shabbos. Obviously, that would come welcome. However, Rabbeinu Ephraim also the mitzvah of the Rabbeinu Ephraim did this as a choice of mitzvah. Sheichel is a mitzchilah shemirich mitzvah that he designated from the beginning to be for the smell of a mitzvah. V'chalach noyagin Rebbe Oyim. That's how the custom most of the world is. Shemiyach mekhilah is that they designate a special vessel. According to say hadas Hashem shemenichin shemadir Hashem, because that's what they used to put in the early generations. Hadas. They have like we have besamim, like people put away they have a special silver one or whatever. This net, that's where this halacha comes from. Having designated for l'tzarech mitzvah. Sif hey, misha ein meriach, someone that does not smell, ein mevarach al besamim, does not make a bracha on the besamim. Only if his intention is to be mitzi his young children that reach the age of chinuch, oy lahaitzi misha ein yudeya, or to exempt someone that does not know. Says Mishmar Sivkot Nir Aleph, Mishen Meriach. What does it mean? Someone that doesn't smell. Hanishen Lechosh Erech. Doesn't have. He had COVID. Doesn't have the sense of smell. So such a person does not make a bracha on Besamim. Only if he's intending Sivkot and Yud Beis Lahaitzi Bechulu. We might see his children that reach the age of Chinuch, which Shichas Sheyirichu take a bracha Bechasei. Then they need to smell right after he makes his bracha, because he be might see them the bracha, and they have to obviously have the Hanah from that. Sivkot Yud Gimel. Or he's coming to be mitzi someone that does not know. Now, all the later authorities actually disagree on this halacha. The seven they hold, specifically only the first part. If he's coming to exempt his 10-year-old boy, then it's permitted. Because it's his responsibility to train him in mitzvah, so he's allowed to do it even though he's not smelling. But not to exempt someone that does not know how to make the bracha. Because since this man is not obligated in this because he cannot smell. And the Yechalahit Zachem Yedech HaBaz and Allah exempt others their obligation. Because the after Be'etzim Kiddush Abdallah, although in the intrinsic Allah of Kiddush Abdallah, Yechalahit Zachem Yedech exempt others Abish and the Chayb Adab, although he's not obligated, let's see where he was fulfilled his obligation. Shana Yosem, there's a difference in Chayb HaKol Ishi Yisrael, because his obligation to every Jewish man. V'chol Yisrael HaRim Zebezen. Therefore, every Jew is a guarantor responsible for another Jew. So therefore, even though he was Yetzim, but he's not Yetzim until technically everyone else is Yetzim. It's not the case over here because the halacha of smelling besamim is only a custom of the sages. And the Gemara tells us that you don't have to go after the besamim for the ikra like we said in Sefav. So it's really similar to all other barachas of pleasure. You cannot be mitzvah to someone else with his bracha on his potato chips. If you're not having a nah, you cannot say a bar pri adam of him. So therefore, the same thing would be someone already made Havdalah and he has the sense of smell. He's coming to make Havdalah another time for others. Obviously, he should smell it again this time that he can make Havdalah. So it's just because, again, you cannot make it for others. And here you're making it for yourself, but you can smell some another time. This is that some people have a custom. That when they're listening, they don't want to be yoytzer the bracha of the one who's making the abdallah, the bracha on the besamim, and that of the baymer age. And they make it themselves. You see, by the earlier generation, the grandmothers, whatever, they make the bracha themselves. When the one who's making a mavdal, says Mishmur, that's not appropriate. Since the Yitzhak with Abdullah, Chichon Hatzas asked them, they have to tilt their ear, Abdullah, to hear the Brach Abdullah, and below the Brach as Brach Aches, and not to make then another Brach. I mean, in other words, that when they're saying their Brach, he's continuing on further, and they're making their Burmer Asian, he's already on in the middle of the Brach Abdullah. Well, because besides for that, Mitzah Yitzhak Lutz is Kun Bibachas, it's a Mitzah to be Yitzhak all with his Brach, because we know the Kalad of Madras Melech, and the multitude of the people is the glory of the king. And not to have every single person make their own bracha. In the next siman, or unless it was very far away, a big hole far away from the light, and he wasn't able to utilize the benefit of the light. Then he's not used with the bracha of the one who made the bracha. Okay, in such a situation, you're not having in mind to get the bracha of the candle. Rather, he should delay till after Abdullah. She has some when he's near the fire, fine. But in the middle of Abdullah, to go and make your own Bar Mitzvah, Bar Mitzvah, that's not really appropriate to do. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 8, why is it disgusting for Hashem to use those spices that they put in, the non-Jews put into their wines? Shuvas Rashi writes, because it's hakarvein olav hachasecha, which you're not supposed to like bring inferior carbon. Same thing is for Dvar Mitzvah. Dirshu number 9, just that we use hadassim, because once you did one mitzvah, you do another mitzvah, and even after you smell and you did the mitzvah, Kavachayim writes not to throw it into the garbage. Rather, take those hadassim and hide it until they dry up, and then you heat it up beneath the Shabbos food, because you want to use it. It's a Dvar Mitzvah. You don't want to degrade it. Dirshu number 10, this that they write that he designated special zechuchas miyuched as a glass for the besam. The Jewish believer writes, that's because glass does not let the smell escape, which is not the case by metal or wood, where over time it happens that the aroma escapes, and therefore you want it to be contained. Addition number 11, the Chazanish writes that although when you're taking it in your hand, let's say the spice in the spice cabinet, to smell, you don't make a brach on them, because since afterwards you're putting it back to its place, and you're not going to make a brach on them, only if the owner designated for that. So it seems like he disagrees on this principle of, yeah, because now I'm taking it for the purpose of smelling, so therefore that would make it good for besamim. That's the question, or what do you say has to be designated for that? There's number 12. So we said if you don't have the sense of smell, so then you can't make the bracha. Now, if someone's not sure if he could smell the besamim in his hand, or he's not sure if it has the smell, if he could smell, so the Kavacham writes that he's permitted to test to smell them before the bracha, so that he should know if it's permitted for him to make a bracha on them. That's what the opinion of Scheinberg, and explains that it's someone to someone that's tasting from the food that is not chayv to make a bracha, and that's burden shachanach in Reish Yud Siv Beis. So if someone has the sense of smell, he just right now cannot smell because of a cold or something like that, Kavachayim writes that he cannot make a bracha on the besam. But if sometimes he smells, sometimes he doesn't. So he writes over there that since based on the majority he does smell, he can be made to others from the chiv, and in such a situation, it's possible to rely on those who hold that even if you don't have a smell at all, you can still be made to others for the chiv. Dish number 13, we said that they have to, if he's being mighty others, they have to smell right away his children after his bracha. Now, even though regarding tasting from the piece of hamaiti, the Mishnah writes in Kav Samach Zayin Nim Taz that the one who made a mighty should taste right away after his bracha, and only after that should give out from the pieces to those around, so that it should not be mafsik between the division with the division of his bracha and eating. And he's not concerned for hafsik of the mavarach between the bracha by Paragov and regarding the drinking of the wine through everyone's going around smelling the besam. Shlomo Zalman explains, it's only regarding hamaiti that's considered that giving out to those around is considered like a hafzik, because even if he's going to give it out to them, he still has to wait until the Mavarach makes a taste in himself, which is not the case regarding Abdullah. Everyone who's listening is considered as if they're making Abdullah themselves, and it's on each one of them to smell the besam right away when he hears the bracha, and therefore their smelling is not considered as a hafzik. Addition number 14, where he says that Daf could be made to his own young children. Now, even if if the big son is hearing the bracha of the Av, giving it to his young children, Chaznish writes, he's not yet to his chiv. Shlomo Zalman explains that since the bracha of the father is only for the chiv of chinuch, and the adult has a full-fledged obligation because the bracha is a nen, he cannot be mighty his chiv that way. Dish number 15, even though the bracha regarding a bris is only a minig, as Baruch Shachanach Yerdei Reish Samech Alf, however, a person can see others derchiv, even if he himself is not drinking from the wine, as Baruch Shachanach later on Tuf Kuf Nun Tes, and also by the bracha of eating karpas, which is only minig, the mavarach can see others derchiv, even though he's not eating himself, as brought in Tuf Pei Dald. So Shlomo Zalman explains that the difference is that since the Ikar Bircha of Besamim was made to calm down the soul, and it's considered like it's only dependent mitzvah, even without organizing it on the order of Dal, it's different, it's considered like a bircha zanenen, and you cannot be mighty others if you were yaitze, because like I said, it's just a minig. But the bracha of bris, which is instituted for mitzvah, and the bracha of karpas, which is instituted so that the children should ask, is considered like a bracha of mitzvahs, and then we can make to others their chiyah. Dirish number 16, something Abdul for himself. And he already made bracha before an ambasamim, not for the purposes of mitzvah. Shlomo Zalman holds that since the mitzvah rabbanon don't need kavanah, it's possible that it's better that he should make a bracha on the basam before the bracha of Bayi Paragofen, because maybe he was ready to become the mitzvah, and the bracha of basam would be a hefzik between the bracha of agofen and the drinking of the wine. Dirish number 17, The what you see from the words of Mishnah Berurah over here is that that even though the Mabarach himself does not need the bracha bar b'samim, however, it's not considered as a hefzik between the bracha bar gavan and drinking the wine. And the reason that Shlomo Zalman explains is because this person is like being mafzik
between his bracha and his what is eating for the purposes of another suda, which is not a hefsek, as brought in Kof Samach Zayin. There's number 19. If let's say those who heard the bracha did not get a chance to smell the besama or to have pleasure from the Havdalah candle, and still the one who's making Havdalah already started the bracha of Havdalah, and they want to do this after he finishes Havdalah, Shlomo Zalman is not sure if they're allowed to do that. Just like you're allowed to, like the Mubarak is permitted to drink the wine after he was nasik the bracha b'sama and the ner, it's not considered a hefsek, or maybe it's only regarding the wine that the bracha b'sama and the ner is not considered as a hefsek because that's the order of Havdalah. But regarding the bracha b'sama and the ner, you could say that the bracha of Havdalah is considered as a hefsek. And Shubhisam Schaim, he writes that it's logical that the bracha Havdalah is considered a hefsek between bracha b'sama and having a no from that, and therefore you can't just go and have the no now with that hefsek after the Havdalah is over. Now, if he was might see the rabbin with Havdalah, until they all smell, they're going to lose out the bracha of Havdalah. The opinion of Chabetz Chaim is that in such a situation, they should not smell the b'sama at all. And that was his minik. And he explains that to be yitz the chiv of bracha of Havdalah, that's a chiv min adin. But to smell the b'sama is only minik, and it's not possible by asking them all to become the minik to smell the b'sama, that you lose out the bracha of Havdalah, which that's ikr min adin.